Radcasters Podcasting School is open for enrolments until November 27th. So if you've ever listened to this podcast and thought to yourself, man, I would so love to give podcasting a go, you know, I've got something to say, but you're kind of scared that you're not really sure as to how it's all going to come out. You need some help kind of figuring out who you're talking to, why you're talking, what you're talking about. You're feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the tech stuff. Well, Radcasters Podcasting School is the place for you. If you want to learn more, go to radcasters.com and you'll find everything you need to know there. Enrolments are open until the 27th of November and you get immediate access to all the content and can work your way through it at your own pace. Next round won't be until February and the price will be rising $300. So if you're thinking about podcasting, now is the time. Radcasters.com.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Purpose. I want to talk about purpose today because, you know, I've been hung up on this a lot over the last, well, my whole life, but particularly the last maybe 10 years. Figuring out what my purpose is, you know, how I, you know, what I'm here to do, I guess. What is my, you know, one thing that I bring to the world? And how can I use that gift to, you know, help people make a decent living and live a fulfilled life? So I wanted to talk about it today because I've spoken in the last couple of free flows about my experience at We Are Podcast on the weekend. I seriously can't wait for next year. It was such a great conference. One of the other kind of key learnings, I guess, that I took was just a throwaway line in someone's talk. It might have been James Tuckerman. I can't actually remember. So apologies if you're listening. You know who you are. And they mentioned how, you know, when you operate from your two highest values, you know, then you're kind of really living on purpose. And it occurred to me that, you know, recently I've felt a much deeper connection to my purpose. I've felt that I am definitely communicating at a deeper level of purpose. And it's interesting that I just use those two words, because they are and always have been my two highest values, connection and communication. And right now, I am operating from the intersection of those two values, my two highest values, communication and connection. And it's so funny because, you know, I know I spoke in a free flow before about really, you know, going to Krista Jane's retreat in Bali called Boom Boom Pow, and it was really about finding your purpose and living a life on purpose. And, you know, I remember sitting there with a blank butcher paper once again. You know, in Find Your Tribe, in that particular episode, I spoke about how I didn't really feel like I had a tribe. I was drawing a blank, literally, you know, staring at this piece of paper like, who is my tribe? And then, you know, when it came time to, you know, do like a purpose exercise, which was around values, now that I look at it, and we would write there what was really important to us, what do we really enjoy, you know, that kind of stuff. And connection and communication came up then. Connection and communication have come up throughout my life, everywhere, you know. But I think what's been missing is I've had the communication side down, and I have definitely lived from that place all of my life, you know. Communication in terms of when I was writing, I was a copywriter, you know, and and I wrote my blog, and that was from the communication side of things. Killer Copy is all about communication. I'm all about using my voice in a commercial sense, not in a radio ad commercial sense, but in a making money from my voice sense. And before that, you know, I was a photographer, so I was definitely communicating from that place too. With my coaching and mentoring, I've been communicating, you know, and I think what kind of has been lacking in most of those areas is that second, you know, second road, the connection road. And I've had moments where I've felt I've almost operated from both. So, for example, you know, when I was doing vision board workshops and when I was, you know, kind of doing my work, I guess, not so much with Think Beautiful, but I did a whole series of workshops around that. And actually they were on values and aligning with your values, because I felt like, you know, for me, when I, you know, was kind of going through, moving through depression and anxiety, it was really because I was completely misaligned with what I valued. I'd lost touch of my values. I wasn't living aligned with them. And being off track that much, you know, was a big contributing factor to my falling into a depression. And when I realigned myself with my values, things started to improve for me. So the values thing is huge. You know, what are your values? And in your work or in the way that you show up in the world, are you really connecting with the highest of your values? You know, I think with this podcast, I'm definitely, you know, what's the word? Operating. It's probably not the right word, but I'll use it. I'm definitely operating from that conjunction, you know, that intersection between communication and connection. In this free flow combo, I'm here, I'm on the beach, I'm connecting with myself and with my higher self and, you know, with my surroundings, and I'm connecting with you. And I'm communicating. I'm communicating what's going on for me, I'm communicating what's going on for you, hopefully. So, you know, I'm definitely operating from those, that intersection, and also with my interviews, I'm connecting with other people and I'm communicating their story. You know, with Radcasters, again, I'm connecting with people who want a podcast and I'm helping them communicate their story. So it's really, you know, I feel like I'm really operating from a place of alignment. And when you do that, things become a little bit easier. Because you're not pushing, you're not having to force anything, because what you're doing is coming fairly naturally. And this was the first time I'd really, you know, I'd looked at my values before, and, you know, I'd done a lot of work around values. Hell, I taught people, you know, about values. When I was doing 7 Days to Awesome, which I'm actually thinking about bringing back, which it was just like a 7-day, you know, helping you reconnect to yourself. And, you know, it was a product that I had on Your Awesome. And I'm thinking about bringing it back. It would take a little bit of work because I deleted everything stupidly. But, you know, I can absolutely do that, and I'm going to, because I think it can really help people. And again, it's coming from that place of connection and communication. So, yeah, but I think like this idea of that intersection, it had never really occurred to me. You know, my website says, I'm Carly Nimmo, I'm a communicator and a connector. But I'd never really considered that if I was operating from that intersection, that I was really living on purpose. So I want to ask you, what are your highest values? And I think what I'll do is I'll chuck up one of the worksheets that I had for 7 Days to Awesome, which was on values. It's just a little exercise that you can do to figure out what your highest values are. you know, because I think it makes it really, it makes it much easier to, you know, it's kind of like a compass, and you can use that compass to then say yes or no to things. You know, so if an opportunity comes up and it doesn't align with that intersection, then it's probably not the right opportunity. And if I had thought about this before, I probably would have not done things that I did. You know, I if I had been truly connected to that, I wouldn't have started my co-working space. What I was craving there was the connection that was lacking in my life. So I created a space so I could have connection with people. But the communication side wasn't really there. It was a little bit, but it was definitely not on that intersection. It was way more on the connection line than it was on the communication line, if you know what I mean. So it was kind of like connection was the overpass and, you know, communication was kind of the road that goes under the overpass. It wasn't as important as the connection. So I think when you find the sweet spot of the actual intersection between those two highest values is where you can really operate. And then, yeah, use that as a guide. So, you know, does this align me with both of those equally? Yes, say yes to it. No, it's not, maybe not right for you right now. So I'll put that sheet up. I will put it under carlynimmo.com/values. And you can go and download that little worksheet. It's pretty much a worksheet that will have not quite exhaustive, but a big, long list of values. And you can just go through and highlight which value, what, you know, what kind of stands out to you, and then see if there's, you know, a couple that really resonate with you. Anyway, so that will be at carlynimmo.com/values. So yeah, let's start operating from that intersection, people. You know, and if you are looking for purpose, I think this is a really great place to start. Just getting clear on your values. So I think that's it from me today. I just wanted to say, I really appreciate, you know, I get a lot of private messages on Facebook and emails actually of people thanking me for, you know, putting these free flow combos out there. And I really love nothing more. It's a big ego boost to hear that, you know, because you do these things, you know, I have no idea who's listening. So I really love to hear when somebody is, you know, and it's such a nice thing to know that what I'm doing here, which is really just being me in a truly authentic way, no holds barred kind of way, is having some impact on you. I love to hear about that. And if I have had some kind of impact on you, you know, I don't care. If you want to leave a review on iTunes, awesome. If you want to, you know, shoot me a line, awesome. I would love that. And what I would really love is for you to tell a few friends about me. You know, if podcasting comes up in a conversation, or if you instigate a conversation about podcasting, or you see someone's asking what podcast they should listen to on Facebook, mention me. I would love that more than anything, because I really want to, you know, get my message out to a bigger audience, so that then, you know, really the purpose of this podcast is for you to know that you're not alone. You know, that we're all struggling with this shit. Maybe not the exact same shit. Maybe today you're not struggling with your purpose, and maybe you are. And maybe you're not struggling with showing up, but maybe you are, you know, and maybe if you are, your friends are. So, you know, I would so love if you helped me to spread the word and spread my reach so that I can make more people feel better about themselves through making a dickhead out of myself. No, I'm only kidding, but I'm half kidding. So I guess what I'm really asking is for you to help me with my own purpose, you know? Help me to connect to more people and communicate my message. And you'll be, through doing that, through helping me spread the word, you'll be helping me live smack bang in the middle of the intersection. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. Until next time, Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.